easy to make computer games, or a tiny invitation into the world of programming. We won't get too technical, but I must ask you to begin learning HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. HTML is just nested object notation. CSS just applies some properties to the objects that deal with their layout. And JavaScript is a programming language in the powerful C family, one that does not burden you with defining the structure of your variables. You can just do simple assignments without worrying. And yes, there are other languages, but when you finish programs in those, you still have to learn JavaScript to do stuff with them on the web. Now, let us get rid of all this technical mumbo-jumbo and talk about easy game-making that will inspire you towards learning some HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. This idea is the most dangerous of them of all, as it is inspired by Mad Dog McCree, a 1993 title for the PC. Take a look at the full walkthrough video and note how this game is just a collection of video snippets. It has proper actors and costumes, and even some impressive stunt work, which you too would have to do. That's the dangerous part. Here, you would create a series of videos and either monitor for coordinates of clicks via the on-click event or set up hot zones, like invisible buttons, for example. You stage a scene where some bad guys or aliens or Yeti pop up and give the user 3 seconds or so to start shooting. If they miss or fail to shoot, you play a game over version of the scene. Otherwise, your actors fall or run away, and you continue with the game. Now, let me take you to a much simpler clicker game that, rather than videos, uses just a side-scrolling wall. Incredibly simple, but with AI-generated graphics, maybe pixel art, maybe some kind of backroom door madness, simplicity can become quite captivating. Take a look at the still quite scary Aliens, the computer game. Now you have to look at the UK version released in 1986. Here, we are entering a very strange new zone, a little lick of undiscovered country. Because some objects, doors, or creatures in this type of side-scroller can either be randomized or flat-out created by a generative AI while the user is playing, based on the choices they have made, something even you would not have seen before. Take a look at the game map for Aliens as well. It is not simple or linear at all. It's beautifully complex, and all you have to make is a side-scroller. The programming that you would have to do here could use the actual horizontal scroll bar of the browser window alone. How cool is that? You could be showing off some beautiful and detailed graphics along with real photos, or you may even generate AI pixel art if you wish. And just like above, you grab X and Y coordinates, but you can also put click logic in things you show on top of the background, so like a character or interactive layer. A monster that pops up can just handle its own click event. Yeah, cool beans. What a way to study mouse events. My final idea is inspired by choose-your-own-adventure books. Rather than relying on hot zones or XY coordinates, you are actually clicking text links in what should be narrated text. Don't burden your user with reading. Just tell the story with your own voice or AI-generated audio. Let AI write the text. You can just edit it down to what you need and maybe ask for more. You still need images here, and they should be interesting and unique, preferably generated on the fly based on the choices that the user is making. As to the storyline, there is something unexplored about AI art generators. You can ask them to generate unique images for every paying user. Images never seen before. Ancient robots deep inside pyramids. Huge monsters deep inside woods beneath hovering UFOs. By making pictures look very authentic and generating some of the text on the fly, you will pull the user in, and in fact, the game will transform from choose your own adventure to more like build your own adventure without the user noticing. You can make the programming as simple as a bunch of HTML files that you manually link, but this is a really good candidate for creating a tiny file-based WikiWiki, which only really has a page view mode and a page edit mode, and then accepts edited version of article via a post to a save route. Now, a WikiWiki would be a venture towards learning Node.js and using Express.js, effectively programming your own HTTP-based application. For whatever it is worth, I learned programming when I was still pretty little by dreaming about being able to draw pixels on my C64 screen, which means the family TV. I discovered a Simon's Basic cartridge, Basic is a programming language, and inhaled the entire Basic programming language manual. My parents were chasing me away from the computer. My bullies were freaking out that I was way smarter than they were. And my teachers were grading me down for what they thought was copying from someone or getting help from someone. But I was absorbing programming with just that one simple, frankly, godlike wish. Let me draw a pixel on the family TV screen. Later in high school, I had a very similar wish, but now I wanted to create an empty window on my Windows 95 desktop. I prepared for the worst. Just to discover that it was more Basic, a language actually called Visual Basic. Learning programming is a wonderful experience. And now with generative AI, it is even more fun. Completely out of control, to be honest. You get to script an actual intelligence. However faint it may be today, it will still deliver unexpected and wonderful and artistic results. Programming is something you should definitely put on your to-do list.